When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning. It's June 1st, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 10, verse 15, and it reads, "And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades." You know, this verse comes at the end of Jesus telling the apostles and the other 72 how to spread the gospel, and that if any town doesn't receive them, it will be more bearable for Sodom than for that town. Luke 10, verse 10 through 12. But why Capernaum, though? Like, what did they do to deserve to be singled out like this? Well, just looking at my ESV study Bible, it makes mention that Capernaum, and you may say Capernaum, if you prefer, they witnessed Jesus' life, his ministry, and his miracles to such a great extent. Their lack of faith is more appalling because of the extent to which Jesus worked in their midst. So this idea of him working in their midst, this is why in verse 13 of Luke 10, Jesus proclaims woe to Chorazin and Bethsaida, saying that if he had did in other cities what he did for them, they would have repented. And I think the reason this verse really stands out to me is because I have family members that aren't believers. They are older, and it grieves me that they haven't yet accepted Christ as their Lord. Some are outright hostile towards God, while others are more holding on to the "I need to see more" mindset before they believe. The problem is, we as people are without excuse. There will be no, you know, "I wanted to believe, but I just wasn't convinced" on the day of judgment when you're standing before God. In this early section of Luke 10, Jesus tells us not to go and beg people to believe, not to stay at their house forever, arguing with them to believe and making point counterpoints until they have no recourse but to believe. He tells them simply, go share the gospel, pray for them, and if they don't receive you, go away. Continue the work somewhere else.
Right. If we could actually see this harvest, who the people are, like who would believe, we would not spend more time on people who have already rejected us. Let God deal with that seed we planted, and let's move on spreading the message to others who have not heard at all yet. It's like we are trying to do this work that only the Holy Spirit can do, but we are never instructed to do that. Just preach the gospel. Should be easy, right? We make it more complicated than it needs to be. We think, but they might have this certain argument, and we don't know how to argue that point, so why even begin telling them the gospel? These are all Satan's scare tactics against us to discourage us from preaching the gospel at all. He's intimidating us, and we need to realize this.
Yep. We share the message, the Spirit does the work. There are no special arguments to make or Twitter battles to be won. We share the message, the Spirit does the work. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Our proverb comes from Proverbs 1, 32. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.